This feature has been brought to you by Slot Foundation, which needs your support to continue projects like these. Information on this recording and access to other recordings is available online at slot.org.
I'm very happy while I was installing the signs. A lot of people, you know, came and make comments and also asked about what are you doing, what's the purpose of the sign? Oh, art installation. How do you define what you're doing? I say, why do you need a definition? Or there are some other comments people are asking. What is this? Is this from North America? Are you commenting about North Korea, not North America? Is this about North Korea? What are these signs about? I say, well, it's about everywhere, and it could be about America as well. He say, oh, really? And then another lady, as I was installing caution democracy sign, she said, I thought democracy is for everyone. I say, yes. And she said, but why are you installing in front of someone else's building? It should be for everyone. I say, okay. And I also have Chinese students come up and say, can I ask you why these signs are in Chinese? I think one of the initial invitations come from Aaron, whose phone is ringing, and also Joshua. And I think I was a little bit not exactly sure of what the nature of the project is, but I think that's good because they leave it very open. They say, we have this space for you, but you're very free to do whatever you want to do. So, I always like to do something a little bit different. So I say my intuition is actually I want to work in public space. But even then, I thought, I've never been here. I need to really know the architecture and the context in order for me to do something very specific. But then, thanks to Google Map, I am able to walk through the campus very, very slowly, but virtually. And thanks to Pernod, who provide me with other information, because I consider other possibility of working in the space as well. So I've been asking him many different questions and asking for different materials. But at the end, I still decided to do this project. And this is the harmonious signs that I have been making was since 2008. So working on signs and everyday languages is sort of, one of path of what I do. But this is the first time that I present these signs in such a public context, and also I have redesigned them to fit to the aesthetic of the campus. Of course, one of the dilemma I was asking myself before I do this project is whether I should put the Chinese. Does it make it less interesting, or does it make it not so nice if I put the Chinese, because this is America, and why would you have a Chinese bilingual sign in America? But as I think more, I think it's actually going to make the project more interesting if I put also the Chinese. Because if I only do the English signs, it's going to be some cool signs or some, nice sign. But because of what my research is or what the signage is about, it's also about translation. It's also about the impossibility of translating between two cultures or the misunderstanding when you're trying to translate between cultures. Like this gentleman who say, what is this about North America? I mean, there's also a big misunderstanding, but sometimes misunderstanding and accidents could create something I think really beautiful. And that's part of what my signs are talking about. Some of the signs are very deliberately mistranslated. So the translation came, sometimes it has nothing to do with the original meaning of either the Chinese or the English. But that's also inspired from, the realities of, sometimes the realities in China or in other parts of Asia, where a lot of countries are trying to be international. So they try to have bilingual signs. And some of the times these bilingual signs are really terribly mistranslated, or sometimes the translations has nothing to do with each other. So I always find this very amazing, and that's why, you know, it inspired me to do some of my signs. Of course, it's more complicated. My signs are also commenting sometimes on the political reality, sometimes on the social reality, but, you know, the method of it, it comes from another very funny reality that I see, not just in China, but, you know, in other countries who try to be somewhat bilingual. And some of the signs, of course, are just, you know, my own invention. And I think, you know, everybody have seen signage no matter where you're coming from. And signage tells you a lot of things about that culture, although they might appear to be very neutral. But it is really about conventions. It's really about what you could do, what you could not do, what you should do, how you should do certain things. And I always find them very fascinating to look at, and to, you know, it's something that actually reflects a lot about certain culture. So that's also one of the reasons why I, you know, starting to work on signs. So it's been a long and great experience, I should say, and I have to thank Joshua, I have to thank Pernod, who helped me enormously. I know it's a very challenging project to work with. I think maybe both you and I did not understand how, you know, how much the workload is. It's actually much more demanding, I think, to work in the public space than working in the gallery. The gallery is a much more controlled setting, and so, you know, you sort of can plan it more or less. But outside, like, you know, the signs got stolen. But I don't know, a lot of times accidents make things better, because of the technical difficulties, we only installed 4 signs yesterday instead of all of them. But because of that, I managed to preserve some of my signs. If I have installed all of them, they would, like, you know, a lot of them would be stolen. And because of the problem with the stakes, we had actually the wrong holes drilled in the first place, so it was delayed until, you know, that's one of the delay, and that's why the signs were installed so late. But because they were drilled wrongly, they have a hole at the bottom of the stakes that make us possible to do some kind of security measure. So it's like an accident that led to another accident that led to actually a blessing. So sometimes, you know, these things could actually work out very well.